I saw in the Margolis Sayam, so Rav Ruvim Margolis says that take a look at the Rambam in his Akdamat Perek Chelek, something that we had discussed to go through a little bit in those previous raid bites, but specifically where he talks about Mashiach. So the Rambam was very makatzer as it relates to Tchias HaMesim, but he was very mayrich as it relates to Mashiach. Sayin is Akdamat Perek Chelek, and really more notably in Perek Yid Aleph and Perek Yud Beis and Hilchas Malachim, Rambam very, very, very much was wordy and shtel davek, the ikir of animamim b'amun shalema b'biyas HaMashiach. So as much as he was makatzer in Tchias HaMesim, kvar biyarnu, but when it came to Yemois HaMashiach, the Rambam was very, very mayrich. And one of the things the Rambam says is as follows, reading from the Hakdamah to Perek Chelek. V'HaMashiach Yomus. Mashiach's going to come, and the Mashiach's going to die. V'Yimloich Benoi, and then his son is going to become the next Melech. U'Ben Benoi, and then his grandson is going to be the next Melech after that. Says Rav Ruvim Margolis, L'chayrit Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe Sned Gimel Doiris, and he says, B'Lashoyne Yazov, L'chure, this is what the Rambam was referring to. The Rambam says, V'Yimloich, aber nachdem he'll die, v'yimloich benoi, uben benoi, gewaldig. It's mamish three doyers. But the truth is, you have to go weiter here in the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows, ukvar perish Hashem es moise. By the way, says the Rambam, don't be taken aback if I'm telling you that Mashiach's going to die, because you see, the Navi already said that Mashiach's going to die, a pasuk in Yeshaya, lo yichev, lo yoritz, ayotzen baritz, mishpat v'chulu. Okay. V'timoshech malchuse, the Rambam says, meshech zman otzum ma'oid. I want you to know that this malchus is going to go on for a meshech zman otzum ma'oid, for a very, very long time. And really, everyone's going to live for a very, very long time. Why will people be zoicha to live for a long time? Because if there's going to be no anxiety and all the daigas, the Rambam says a very posh pshat. This is almost like the Rambam, the doctor, talking. He said, because it will be histalik hadaigos, v'hatlois, and as a result, people are going to have arichus yomim. And then he says, v'ein lehispalish at the sky in malchusei alfei shonim. He said, it shouldn't be like a wonder to you that this malchus is going to last for thousands of years. Because the chachomim, the wise people already said, ki a kibbutz hanala, that if you have a choshev a kibbutz, right, people come together, choshev a chaburu, ki she yiskabez, when they come together, ein zem motzi she yiparet, it doesn't fall apart so much. So the Rambam says, like, if you want to understand, just posh it, balabatish keret, why this would happen, ki a kibbutz hanala, ki she yiskabez, ein zem motzi. This is classic Rambam here in the Akdamah to Perek Chelek. But either way, if you look at the Hemshech of the Rambam says, mefurish, the aimless palish at the sky, malchusei alfei shonim. The Rambam's throwing out that it might last thousands of years. By the way, whose shita was that? That was the longest shita mentioned in the Gemara. That's the shita of Avimi Breid Rabavo that said 7,000 years. And Sinit Kain Stira, because people will have tremendous arichas yomim. And if they're going to have tremendous arichas yomim, so it's Yitachin, it'll be three doyers. But at the same time, it's going to last for thousands of years. So my Ruvim Margolis was Mitzayim v'Mashiach, Yomas v'Yimloch b'noi b'nai b'noi. It's Shitas Rebbe. But really, if you look at the Hemshech of the Rambam, it sounds like the Rambam's also entertaining that this inyu will go on for thousands of years. I mean, it's not a stira. There's an inyu of three doyers. Is an Indian of thousands of years. The point is, both shitas seem to get a little bit of a shout out in this round. Again, it's above my pay grade. These are Nyanim of Ayin Le'Ras, Elikim Zulas. All the disclaimers that we spoke at already 50 times of Perek Chelek applied to the Shmuz as well. But it's just interesting when you go through the Lashonis of the Rambam when he talks about Yemois HaMashiach. But just one very interesting thing. And as we mentioned, that the Rambam in the Moira, in Beis Chavtes, seems to be of the opinion that really Oyel Mazeh is going to go on forever. I mean, that's what it sounds like. There's going to be a Nitzchiyistik component to Oyel Mazeh, right? He's made of a mixus tarista, the Rambam said. It's sounds like on some level, this is going to go on for a very, very, very long time. But as it relates to Mashiach, it doesn't sound like it's going to go on forever. It sounds like three doyres, or the aimless spalish at the sky in Malchusei Alfei Shonim. But it sounds like it's definitely going to come to an end. The Timoshech Malchusei is Meshech Zman Otzumoid. I hear, but that's not Netzach Nitzachim. It's not forever. It almost feels like Mashiach is going to come for a purpose, and you have to go through the Rambam, Perek Yid Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, and Hilchos Malachim to understand what that purpose is. And maybe Beis Hashem, we still have some time, so maybe we'll get back to that. But the point is, Mashiach is going to come. There's going to be a tafkid to be Machzeh Malchus, Beis David, etc., etc. And then when Mashiach is going to do the job that it's going to do, it maybe won't be necessary to have Mashiach anymore, right? We never had Mashiach, and we're functioning as a Klal Yisrael, right? Lav Dafka Mashiach is going to be here forever. There's Mashiach Luchod, there's Olam Hazel Luchod, Olam Haba Luchod. So when you talk about the uniqueness of Yemois HaMashiach, but Daf Kut Oplein in the Rambam, incidentally, one thing that I think is very interesting about the Rambam Shita that maybe we have to explore at a future date. The more I think about it, the more I think we have to get back to this. And that is when the Rambam talks about the Ikar of Mashiach in Hilchas Malachim, he says you have to believe Bevias HaMashiach, that's Pashit. You have to want Mashiach. Achakali B'chol Yimashiyova is part of the Ikar of Mashiach. But the Rambam also says that part of the Ikar of Mashiach is to believe that Mashiach is going to come from Malchus Beis David. Which is so interesting, because in the Torah there's no mention of Malchus Beis David. So really, this brings us back to the shtickle from Mar Nagriz that we spoke about earlier in the Masechta, where the Briskerov and Parsha Shoiftim, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech Asher Yivchar Hashem, learned up in the Sefri, the whole Indian of Malchus Beis David. How could there be an Ikr that Mashiach is going to come from Malchus Beis David? An Ikr means that if you don't believe it, the Rambam says, Ye'ene B'chal Yisrael. So it's Dvarim O'imdim Berumei Shaloivam on the next level, yet there seemingly is not even a mention anywhere in the Torah of the whole Indian of Malchus Beis David. But that's the Ikr. It's a very important thing. It's not enough to believe that Mashiach is going to come. You have to believe Mashiach is going to come from Malchus Beis David. It's a chelik of the heftza of the Ikar. Again, these are big, big, big in Yonim.